Well, I'll roll you back to the game that we had on last night, the come from behind win over Roxana. And I guess just your thoughts listening to that again a year later.
Oh, it was rough. I don't know. We didn't play real well, but you know, a kind of a testament to those guys, though. I don't think that anybody ever gave up, and there were some times where it was looking pretty bleak there in the fourth quarter. And I don't know. I give them credit too, but you know, we made some mistakes. We had some issues with the snap early, and kind of killed a couple drives and put us behind the chains another one, and then we turned the ball over a couple times. And you know, I felt like when we actually, you know, held onto the ball and got the snap, we moved it pretty easily there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, it's one of those things where, I don't know, defensively, they put you in a bind. That one drive was incredible. They, I think I counted 18 plays, and they converted on fourth down three times during that drive, and, pretty much ate up the whole entire quarter and got a field goal. I don't know if I've ever really experienced anything like that. It was frustrating. And then we went three and out, and, you know, fortunately they scored, I think. Because Thomas got that kick return and kind of sparked it for us and brought us back to life. And, you know, I think if they would have gone on a long drive in 8 o'clock there in the fourth quarter, we could have been in trouble. Fortunately, they popped one and scored pretty quick, and we got the ball back. You know, I think we scored two touchdowns in probably about a grand total of 3 or 4 minutes. So,
yeah, it turned quickly in that, you know, that onside kick attempt, you know, assuming that's what it was. I thought it was at the time anyway, but assuming that's what it was, man, that backfired in a hurry because it turned the game around.
Yeah, and I went back and watched the video of it this week just because I wanted to see it again, and it was close to them getting it too. I mean, it was a great kick, and it just, Thomas made a great play. It came run, you know, it didn't wait back. It came running up there and caught it on the fly, and you know, that was a huge play, because then I think like two plays later, I think Garrett scored a touchdown on that slant fade, and we had against Williamsville in the playoffs too, the same play, and you know, that kind of brought us back to life, and they moved it a little bit, but we got a big stop defensively. We need, I think Braden Kaiser started that fourth down play, and a couple guys finished it off, and you know, we hit Garrett again on a big pass play, kind of get us moving down the field, and then kind of scored a little too fast, gave them a couple shots. I don't know what we did a couple times. It was a little scary. Got a guy behind us once, and they overthrew it. And just kind of one of those games. I mean, I feel like, you know, no matter how good you are every year, you have a game like that, and you just got to kind of find a way to win it. And I think we talked about that during the time. And I think it made us better, too. We found, you know, some things out about our defensive front, and we kind of made some – we tried to maybe overthink things as coaches and kind of figured out our best – scenario and just to live with it regardless of style of play. We tried to maybe overcoach it a little bit, and but you know, that's a tough style. I mean, when they're good at it and they keep the ball away. So yeah, it was interesting to listen to, and I'm glad we won. It's kind of one of them that go down as an ugly win. I like thinking about the running clock wins better, but I guess it's still a win. So
well, and you know, you mentioned Selection Sunday, got me thinking about the NCAA tournament. I got to thinking about this last night during that game, and you go look at Final Four teams in basketball, and you look, and there's at least one scare in there before they get to the Final Four, and that's kind of what that game was for the Vandals last year. You got to win one of those at least, don't you?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I tell people it's so hard to go 9-0. That's, you know, 9-0 is a special season, and I think, you know, some teams do it a lot, and I mean, I think people kind of take it for granted, but that they're always going to be that good. But I mean, to go undefeated is very hard to do. You know, all it takes is, you know, one off night and one team play well, and you know, and we had a lot of competitive teams in our conference, and you know, some nights when we were on, I mean, obviously we were very dominant, and then there were some nights where maybe we didn't play our best game and style matchups, and you know, yeah, you got to find a way to win. And that's, I don't know, I feel like that's a testament to those kids, especially those seniors last year that, I mean, they were just so competitive and cared so much, you know, and about it. And you know, I don't think anybody was ever going to give up, and, you know, even when it wasn't looking good. And so, yeah, it was exciting to get through it. And I was glad that we won and we could regroup and try to play better the next week.
You talk about going 9-0 being tough, and it's even tougher in a closed conference, isn't it? I mean, you know each other so well, and after you've been doing it for a while, whether it's Roxana or it's Greenville or it's Pena, there's a rivalry there to some level when it's a closed conference. So that makes it even tougher, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's definitely that component of knowing each other really well. And then, like I said, we've talked about before, by the time you get down to weeks 8 and 9, just through mutual trades from other teams, you've seen so much film on the other people that, you know, week 8 and 9, we're always trying to find some little wrinkle offensively we can throw in there. And, you know, a couple years ago up at Pena, we brought out the flex formation with Marcus in the backfield and ran the jet sweep, you know, the year that we beat him up there. And, you know, it's just some different things we hadn't used. And, you know, that was just trying to find a wrinkle, because you got that familiarity and you feel like you've watched them almost as much as your own team. And it helps us too, you know, but it's just one of those things that, yeah, it's definitely tough to do. I mean, that was the first 9-0 season, I think, that we'd had at our school since 1996. And, so it just doesn't happen very often. And, just looking back on it, it's a special season. And, you know, that night could have ruined it, but, fortunately, we were able to find a way to win.
Yeah, like I that was, you know, what I said in the pregame is all the great stuff that came afterwards. If you don't find a way to win that one, a lot of that doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those deals. I mean, and, of course, you don't know that at the time, but, you know, after that, I don't know that we had, you know, we didn't play maybe flawless the rest of the way, but, you know, we played pretty consistent ball, and I think we're maybe a little more dominant in the Pena game than the score indicated. And then obviously the running clock against Greenville. So, finished out really strong against good teams. And I think that was another thing about that group. Once they saw that out in front of them, that 7-0, 8-0, 9-0, that they could do it, you know, that was another thing that drove them, and they wanted to make sure that they accomplished that. So yeah, definitely glad we got that win. And, it was stressful, but found a way.
Well, Coach, yeah, it was. I noticed just listening how quickly it turned, and, you know, how quickly I went from being grouchy sounding to happy. So I was noticing that about myself. It's like, wow, that turned in a hurry. So
yeah,
and it did. I mean, like you said, it changed in a hurry in that fourth quarter of the game. I mean, it turned around and from being down 2 scores and in all kinds of trouble to being right back into the ball game. So.
Well, yeah, and I think philosophically that's kind of why we try to do what we do on offense, to where we can, if we are down, we have a chance to come back. And, you know, so trying to be a little more open and being able to throw the ball, of course, it helps when you have special players too. And, I mean, obviously Matthew is leading those drives, and we had a lot of good skill kids and linemen blocking for him. So it makes it a little bit easier to do that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's definitely, I feel like we're never out of it if you can move the ball like that at times. So sometimes it doesn't always go smooth, but when you can get those chunk yards, it makes a difference.
Oh yeah. And you mentioned it, but I was going to throw that out too, that, you know, after you get it to 22-20, the defense coming up with a stop on that drive afterwards. I mean, that's, and they came up with that stop on that fourth down. I mean, that kind of sets that one up, because if they just go down and drive and eat up clock or maybe get a score, then that score doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, it's, you know, we were down by 2, I believe, still. So, yep. I mean, if they score, then we're down 8. And if they kick the extra point, you know, it's a 2-score game again. So, you know, it's pretty much doesn't matter. And so that's one of those things that huge stop for us. And we got the ball in our deep in our own end, and we're able to move it. So I think that getting that first pass kind of got us rolling. And if they jumped off sides, and then we just kind of – Thomas ripped off a big run, I think, and – got us down close, and then we were able to punch it in. So, yeah, exciting night. Good, right team won, and better way to celebrate homecoming than a loss, for sure. So
absolutely.